Hi there. The word for you today is, you're equipped for a purpose. In Ephesians 2 verse 10, Paul writes, we were created to do good works. God uses people like you, regular folks with work and family responsibilities, mortgages and busy lives. The Bible says we were created to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Note the word prepared. It's the same word that's used for making sure a team has the training and equipment that it needs to win. The truth is, we are, according to Peter, God's instruments to do his work. When do you know the true value of an instrument? When it's in the hands of a master. So put your life into the master's hands today and watch what he does with it. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 9, Paul writes, he saved us, not because of anything we did, but because of God's purpose before time began. And again he writes in Ephesians 4, God has given each of us a gift from his great variety, and that gift is designed to serve one another. Again he writes, gifts to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church. So do you still think your life doesn't count for much? Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 19, go and make followers of all people in the world. Teach them to obey everything I have taught you, and I will be with you always. You're not just another face in the crowd. Your life really does have value and purpose, even in those days when you feel totally inadequate. So, Paul writes in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, since you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Question, can you think of any greater incentive than that moment when you stand in the presence of the Lord and hear the words, well done, for giving it your best shot?